I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The United States and Ukraine will hold talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia Tuesday on a possible pathway to end Ukraine's three-year war with Russia. The Associated Press says it was told by two senior Ukrainian officials that the delegation from Kyiv will propose a ceasefire with Russia covering the Black Sea and long-range missile strikes. The officials also said the delegation is prepared to sign an agreement with the U.S. on access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. The U.S. delegation will be led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, while the Ukrainian side will be led by Foreign Minister Andrei Sybiha and Andrei Yermak, President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. During his flight to Jeddah Monday, Rubio said the U.S. is eager to understand what concessions Ukraine might be willing to make.
We'll need to see without, maybe we won't go into great details. We're not going to be sitting in a room drawing lines on a map, but just get a general sense of what concessions are in the realm of the possible for them and what they would need in return, and then find out what the Russian position is in that regard, and that'll give us a pretty good assessment of how far apart we truly are.
Rubio met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah Monday. The Crown Prince held a separate meeting with President Zelensky in Riyadh earlier in the day. Asian stock markets fell sharply Tuesday in the wake of Wall Street's worst decline of the year. Major indexes in Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Hong Kong were all down well over 1% in early afternoon trading. All three major U.S. stock indexes slumped Monday after President Donald Trump declined to predict whether his proposed tariffs would result in an economic recession during an interview with Fox News on Sunday. This is VOA News. The S&P 500 fell 2.7%, its biggest one-day drop this year, while the Nasdaq slid 4% and the Dow Jones dropped 2%. Former President Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines has been arrested on a warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. Duterte was detained by officials from the global law enforcement agency Interpol in the capital Manila after he returned from a trip to Hong Kong. The ICC has charged Duterte of committing crimes against humanity related to its bloody crackdown on illicit drug trafficking that left thousands of citizens dead during his six-year presidency that ended in 2022. Syria's Kurdish-led militia has reached an agreement to merge with the country's new interim government. The agreement was announced Monday by the Syrian presidency. The accord says the U.S.-led Syrian Democratic Forces, which controls much of the country's oil-rich northeast, will integrate all civil and military institutions with the government in Damascus by the end of the year. Since interim President Ahmad Shara's Islamist forces overthrew President Bashar al-Assad in December, groups backed by Turkey, one of Shara's main supporters, have clashed with the SDF, the main ally in a U.S. coalition against Islamic State militants in Syria. The agreement was forged amid mass killings of members of al-Assad's minority Alawite sect in western Syria. Shara said the mass killings were a threat to his mission to unite the country and promised to punish those responsible, including his own allies, if necessary. Here's Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino.
Shara blamed pro-Assad groups backed by foreigners for triggering the bloodshed, but acknowledged that revenge killings had followed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based war monitoring group, said that as of Sunday night, as many as 973 Alawite civilians had been killed in revenge attacks. More than 250 Alawite fighters and more than 230 members of the security forces have also died in the conflict. Shara said 200 members of the security forces had been killed in the unrest. He declined to say the overall death toll pending an investigation by an independent committee. While he blamed the outbreak of violence in recent days on a former military unit loyal to Assad's brother and an unspecified foreign power, he acknowledged that in response, quote, many parties entered the Syrian coast and many violations occurred.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.